Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Matt Popchuk, Mr. High School Sports with you here on 93.7thefan.com and talking with Beaverhead football coach Jeff Belts as Bobcats getting ready for a game of critical mass this approaching Friday against Class AA Midwestern Conference frontrunner Aliquippa, and that game kicks off at 7 o'clock at the Pit. And just to take our audience in a little trip back in time, you guys, Coach, really gave Aliquippa a game last year. It went down to overtime. Your quarterback, Christian Herstein, rules out, has a chance to maybe win the game, then, boom, slips and falls, play dead, game over. A close win for Aliquippa, a tough loss for you guys. When you look back on the way that game ended and on what's at stake this Friday, obviously, how fired up and how hungry is this football team?
Well, I hope we're ready to play, and it goes far beyond just last year. I think since 2002, we've had some pretty competitive games and had some great players along the way. Here, Rory Nichols started at Ohio State, Aliquippa with Darrell Revis, and we moved through the chain of the great athletes that they've had. So we've had a pretty good history, won a 7-6 game, lost a 7-0 game. So we've had some pretty good ones over the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know the last year's overtime loss was indicative of that. It ended abruptly and not how you would expect. But, you know, they gave it to us in the playoffs. We bowed out. They were real strong at that point, and we weren't. But I think just the history and the makeup over the last decade has kind of put a special spotlight on this one.
And as usual, they're one of the front runners, at least perceived as a favorite, to win the WPIL championship in Class AA. And you guys are sort of in the usual position of being a really strong team and sort of flying under the radar within Aliquippa's shadow, if you will, in that conference. And a lot of it has to do with the player who was sort of the tough luck victim on that play I talked about, Christian Herstein, your quarterback.
Sure.
He's really matured into a great leader. Talk about him and what some of the keys to his success have been in sparking the offense this year.
Well, part of Christian growing up last year as a junior quarterback, he broke his finger on his throwing hand the first game. So he missed a couple games, and really when he came back, he didn't have the confidence that you need initially, and then you throw him right back into the Aliquippa game a week or so after, and doesn't do a whole lot of good things for your confidence. But, you know, we've had a year of grooming,
mm-hmm.
and he's had a great start to the year. So some of the things with maturity, hopefully we'll see more benefits this year.
Win or lose, is Friday what you would consider a measuring stick game, and is it going to be a barometer one way or the other of just how ready this team is for the rest of the season and for playoff football, for that matter?
I believe so, but at the same point, each week I think the games actually get bigger. So whether we win or lose this week just highlights the Laurel game. And then win or lose there highlights our season-ending game with Beaver Falls. So obviously the team that wins this, Aliquippa may be in the playoffs already, but if we win, I think it clinches a spot for us, and that's the focus right now. But we know if we go to Aliquippa and we don't compete and we don't play at our best, we can go over there and get embarrassed. So
mm-hmm.
I think those things coupled with just the highlight event of 2-6-0 teams, we know Aliquippa is a good team. So as we start to compare ourselves with someone, we need to go and have a good showing.
Spending just a couple of more minutes here with Jeff Belts, Beaver football head coach, and again, the Bobcats taking on Aliquippa, very pivotal game in the Class AA Midwestern Conference. One of the things about your team, Coach, that jumped out to me when I saw it play Elwood City, I believe it was, earlier in the season, was the play up front. Your defensive line seems like the kind of group that potentially can control games. How important is it going to be for that group to sort of hold serve and to be at the top of its own game as you go up against a very talented backfield?
Yeah, it's vital. And one thing that we've been able to accomplish is that our interior linemen, both offensively and defensively, don't have to play both ways. And that's a credit to our kids and the programs and developing them. But they have to be our mainstay. They have to secure the middle for us because we obviously, you know, you're going to run sideline to sideline, but our interior folks have to take care of that element. And if they do, then that's going to give us some opportunities to, you know, move the secondary around and try to find ways that are more beneficial to us.
And finally, Coach, what does make Aliquippa year after year and now again the torchbearer in this conference? And for that matter, what's going to be the key or keys to playing the role of giant killer on Friday night?
Well, first you have to have good players. And Mike Smanek will tell you that. We'll tell you that. You can't win without players. So they've had some talented athletes. That's fine. But the second component to that is you need to have good coaching. And Mike and their staff probably get overlooked in that respect. They do a great job with their kids. For us to be competitive this week, we have to take care of the football. I think that's the same for every game. We can't turn the football over. We have to take care of it. And the last element is when our kids have a chance to make a play, they need to go do it. If that means break one more tackle and go the distance and outrun the secondary, then it needs to. If the ball's up or it's on the ground, we need to go get it. So sometimes it's just a little bit of a difference that makes the determines the outcome of a game. But your kids have to go and make those plays when they have the opportunity.
Beaver and Aliquippa, a couple of playoff-bound teams, as usual, in Class AA, hooking up in a game that, well, in all probability, could decide the Midwestern Conference Championship at the Pit this Friday night. My guest has been Beaver head football coach Jeff Belts. Coach, thanks so much for the time. Good luck on Friday.
Thanks for your time as well, Matt.